Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Sunday night, the Giants take on the Denver Broncos. Now, obviously, in all my years around the New York Giants, and we can go all the way back to 1988, I can never remember a time where a team was hit with a rash of injuries at one position group in one game like we saw last Sunday against the Chargers. But you know what, folks? That's water under the bridge. Doesn't mean anything right now because lamenting it, looking back on it, feeling sorry about it will not change the circumstance for Sunday night against the Broncos. So the Giants are going to go with a bunch of untested wide receivers into the game. Yes, and on paper, it's not a favorable matchup for the Giants as the Broncos have one of the best defenses in the NFL and obviously one of the best secondaries. But one thing you have to remember is these are still all professional football players. This isn't like Alabama playing one of those schools over the course of a weekend during the season when there is no way that that team can beat Alabama. You see that in college football all the time. These are all still professional football players. And the Giants have guys that have been Pro Bowlers on their defense that can wreck this game if they make plays. Sack the quarterback, get the ball out, pick off a pass. You don't think Janoris Jenkins could get a pick six in this game and maybe flip this game around? What about Landon Collins, or maybe it's JPP. So these are professional football players. So despite the fact that everybody is saying on the outset, well, there's no way the Giants can win, that's why they play the games. No one thought that Denver was going to lose when they went to Buffalo. We see upsets each and every week. Everybody said, the Cowboys are going to beat the Rams. You know, it doesn't work that way. And there's also an opportunity. Remember the story of Victor Cruz? He almost got cut by the Giants. They had to play him because they didn't have other guys to play against Philadelphia in 2011. He had his breakout game. Maybe it's a breakout game for a Giant this week. And that's my perspective.